you are an identical twin and you resent being called a clone, well, now scientists say that you have a point. New research shows that identical twins are not exactly the same. Well, you'd have come to the same point, the same conclusion, if you ever met pro surfing stars CJ and Damian Hopgood. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check out WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show. You can listen to the podcasts of S&C. You can even download those at the all-new look, WWIB.com. CJ and Damian were both rookies of the year on the pro surfing circuit, and CJ won the world championship in 2001. The 41-year-old husband and daddy to three girls is back with me on Sports and Commentary today from his home down in Florida. So, CJ, you and your twin bro, Damian, were at the top of the heap in the sport of professional surfing for a few years. How did you guys get into the sport? Tell us your story there.
Yeah, so I will give a little plug, preface, and I'll say it again when I'm done, but we do have a documentary. It's on Amazon Prime. You can find it on Red Bull Surfing, a couple different other platforms, but Amazon Prime would probably be the easiest. It's called Antuit by C. It's a documentary that basically, you know, tells our whole story, really. So yeah, check that out. But yeah, two twin brothers, grew up in Satellite Beach, Florida. And, yeah, we fought for everything. We thought it was a curse that, there's two identical twins and they both, you know, were given the gifting to surf, and, we fought for sponsorships. Like, and then when we turned pro, we were all, you know, everyone was always confusing us, and we honestly just felt like, gosh, it was a curse to have this person that's a mirror image of me, that everyone just confuses us. We do the same thing. We surf the same way. We're both really good. And then when we stepped out of surfing, we realized that was a gift, that allowed us to succeed and propel. And then, then there's the relationship side of it, you know, being married, traveling, being an athlete, getting divorced, walking through the ups and the downs, and walking through the, having sponsorships, $1 million sponsorships, losing it all, just a really restoration sort of story on not only physical, but mental and spiritual. We sort of walk all the way through that in the movie. Now I'm sort of out the other side. I'm part owner of a brand, Salty Crew, that's been very successful the last 7 years. I'm a real estate agent with my wife. I help run teams and marketings and brands with, like, juice companies, Salty, and I help out grill companies, Traeger. I might even get into radio here if I don't shut my mouth here, because I think I've been going on for a while.
That's okay. You'd be perfect for radio. I'm sure, CJ, that there is a mind meld that identical twins have. Did you struggle, to kind of break out from your bro and differentiate yourself in the sport of professional surfing?
Yeah, well, it's for me, as a kid growing up, anyone, we want to find our identity, look, we never stop searching for it until we understand that, we're a son and daughter of God. I mean, that's really the only identity we can live out of. But for me and my brother growing up, we were trying to find our identity, and it's hard to do that. Not only was it hard from an identity purpose, having, a mirror image following you around, but from an accountability standpoint, it raises the stakes so much more. I mean, if I went out surfing and, I cut someone off or acted in a manner that wasn't appropriate, Well, you know, my brother wore that too. He had to deal with that because someone couldn't tell if it was CJ or Damian. And if we messed up in life, then it was. So you had this accountability thing where it was bigger or more than just you as one person. And then you're also trying to find your identity. At the time, we thought that was a curse, you know. But now looking back, I'm in my early 40s. Like, I understand accountability and identity so much more because of the struggles that I went through as a kid for such a long period of my life on a bigger stage. That things that could be hard, I feel like are easier because I dealt with it, you know, throughout my youth for a long period of time.
Sure. CJ Hopgood, and professional surfer, the world champion in 01, and I think we'll pause it here, CJ, and ask you to come back for our next sports and commentary show and maybe talk about that 01 world title for you. And surfing is going to be an Olympic sport. At least it was announced. We'll see what happens here with the Summer Games in Tokyo, but it's supposed to be an Olympic sport this year. And I'd like to get your thoughts about that, too. You know, if you could have won gold, if this would have been a sport during your heyday. Anyway, CJ, thanks for being here, and we will get together on our next sports and commentary. God bless you. Have a terrific day out there.
Okay, cheers.